This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. South African Archbishop Stephen Brislin says Nelson Mandela's remarkable qualities as a leader and as a man helped pull the country back from the brink of civil war. The president of the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Brislin, paid tribute and expressed his gratitude for the achievements of the nation's former president, who helped negotiate a transfer to multi-party democracy. He was speaking to Linda Bordoni.
Yes, I suppose I had mixed reactions when I heard last night that Madiba had passed away. Sadness, definitely, for a great icon, a great South African, a person who had a deep humility and a deep respect for other people. But I think also a sense of relief as well, in the sense that he had been suffering greatly recently and had had a life of suffering. And I felt, well, he's at rest now, he's at peace, and I'm sure that the Lord, who is compassionate and a merciful God, will certainly give him a participation in the life of Jesus Christ. And so there were these mixed feelings of sadness, certainly, at the death, but also of a certain sense of relief that this was a release from great suffering that he had endured, not only due to his sickness, but also due to his stand for freedom, for liberty, for equality of people.
You speak of gratitude towards Mandela for the sacrifice he made for all peoples.
Yes, indeed. If it wasn't for Mandela, I don't know what would have happened to this country, because we were certainly on the brink of civil war. And he showed great leadership. He not only led the Kudesa talks and was involved in that, but he stood up to people who were very angry, who did not see the point at times of negotiated settlement, who had reached the end of the tether in many ways because of apartheid, and who simply saw violence as being the means of finally overthrowing this great evil. And he was able to say to them, you are wrong. And as a leader, it is my duty to tell you when you are wrong. And that must have taken enormous courage to be able to face people who had recently lost loved ones, who had seen the slaughter in massacres such as Boipatong, where people had just been cut down, hacked to death, and yet he was able to say to them, I understand your pain, I understand your suffering, but we cannot retaliate with violence. The solution lies in the ballot box.
Archbishop, you end your tribute saying the greatest way we can acknowledge his life is to strive for the ideals he cherished.
Yes, indeed. The ideals of equality, of respecting people so that they can reach their full potential as human beings, for freedom, those democratic ideals which we enjoy in South Africa today. We've got great and strong democratic institutions, but we need to safeguard that democracy. It is a treasure that we have been given, but there are certain things that can erode democracy in our country. I was thinking particularly of corruption and greed, because that is a cancer in society. And we know that Pope Francis has said that corruption is theft from the poor. And we live in a very corrupt time throughout the world, and that certainly has its effects in South Africa as well. But I was also thinking of things, if I can just continue, such as the residual anger that apartheid has left. Legislatively speaking, in terms of law, apartheid is finished. But the fact of the matter is that the effects of apartheid still continue. And I don't think we have ever resolved the anger that so many people had and still have today. And I think it's made worse by the fact that there are a number of people who feel that they've been excluded from the benefits and the fruits of democracy, particularly economically excluded. There's so many young people who are frustrated because they have not been able to continue their education. Many are unemployed. Many have had dreams in the past, but slowly those dreams have diminished and finally died. And we do have to deal with a growing number of angry, particularly young people. But we haven't quite dealt with that anger yet.
Archbishop, you mentioned Pope Francis, who expressed his closeness to the people of South Africa in this day in which they have lost the father of the nation. And he speaks, as you say, to the young generations. He actually expresses his hope that the future generations will draw inspiration from Mandela when they make their choices for political aspirations.
Yes, And I think particularly in terms of the anger, Mandela said at one stage, and I'm just paraphrasing him at the moment, that if he had allowed the anger to rule his life, if he had sought revenge and let hatred take hold of him, then he would have remained in prison. It was through forgiveness and reconciliation that he achieved a freedom, the freedom to forgive, the freedom to reconcile with people. And this is one of the most remarkable things about Madiba, the fact that he was never bitter, that he never sought revenge, that he was able to reach out to people and say, basically, let's start again, let's start anew. And it doesn't matter whether you're white or black, young or old, let us try to build a nation that is united and that can live at peace with each other.